Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Bronson singing My Tribute, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Detours to Destiny from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6.
With all have to get on airplanes and fly all over the Pacific and every place else. I don't have to go to all these states in the United States and do all these things. Man, this is not a bad deal. Because I knew how civil service work was. We had one guy showed up for work every day. He had a fork in his pocket. He didn't work in that particular operation, but he worked down the hall. And I would kid him. He was a born-again Christian. I would kid him. I said, let me ask you a question. Why do you always walk around with a fork in your pocket? He said, because I never know when I'm going to run into a slice of pie and I'm going to need a fork to eat it with. Well, that, no disrespect to civil service work, but that's sometimes the way it works, you know. Well, I had it all mapped out. So then God gets involved. Had it all mapped out, man. We're cruising for life. Retiring at 55, play golf, just chill out, do what you want to do, hang out at the clubhouse, drive around in a golf cart. I mean, hard life, right? I was driving home one evening, driving my little red Volkswagen through the hillsides of Cibolo, Texas. And I had left the workplace there at Randolph Air Force Base and was headed home. Cynthia had gotten home before me that particular day. And as I was driving through the countryside, God had been sitting in the seat next to me, and His voice had been audible. It could not have been any clearer. He said, sell the house, move back to Lynchburg. I almost wrecked the car. I said, you're barking up the wrong tree here, God. No, sir. I'm set. I'm ready. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm going to play golf the rest of my life. He said, sell the house, move back to Lynchburg. Again, I said, wait a minute, God. I left Lynchburg, and when I left Lynchburg, I had no intention of ever going back to that place. Good riddance, except to come see family. Good riddance to Lynchburg. I don't want to live there. God said, sell the house, move back to Lynchburg. I said, but wait a minute, God. All this is in my little travels coming down the country road. I said to him, but God, wait a minute, let's think about this thing economically speaking. The housing market right now is not moving, and interest rates are 25% to 28%, and I can't sell the house because in the exclusive area that we live, it was basically houses that had been sitting there for a couple years and couldn't sell because of the economy and the interest rate. He said, sell the house, move back to Lynchburg. I'm telling you, a spirit of God came over my heart in my life. I got home that evening and I thought, God, you got to help me tell her about this. This is not going to be a pretty scene. So I stayed near the door going out to the garage so I could run out if I had to. No, not really. So I walked in and I said, hi, Sam, how you doing? Fine. Hug and kiss and all that good stuff, you know. Yeah, it was good. That's always good. That's nothing wrong with that. That's always good stuff. I said, God spoke to me on the way home this evening. And He said, sell the house and move back to Lynchburg. She said, strange you say that. I was standing here in the kitchen and God spoke to me that same thing. And I kept thinking, but how about the golf course? How about the house? How in the world? What am I, you know, I'm throwing all this, I might as well go in the bathroom and put it in the toilet and hit the button and flush it. My life, my career, my plans, gone. Out the window. God said, sell the house, move back to Lynchburg. Well, in the back of my mind, I said, I got this thing covered. Because houses are not selling. He didn't say when to move back, did he? So I'm okay. We put the house on the market. We sold it for the asking price in less than 30 days. I said, man, you're just awesome, God. Well, it wasn't really the way I wanted it to work, but it was the way He planned for it to work. I gave you that little illustration to show you. That's not all the detour. There's a lot of other detours that happen. Because when I moved back here, I thought that He brought us back here because we had ailing parents that were going through health issues. I thought we were going to sacrifice and help to take care of those issues and needs. And then maybe then we could get shifted back into life in our lane that we wanted to. That wasn't God's plan. I never entertained the idea that God would have me on a platform in 2016 preaching the Word of God. I had no idea that God would call me to pastor. I had no idea that I moved back in 30 days of painting walls and helping my dad out and doing things like that, and then finally going back to work in the first basic job that I applied for, I got. Little did I know that 8 years later, God would call me and prepare me and place me in ministry. That was not in the plan, but it was in the detour that God had for my life. See, God works in detours today. And He doesn't work in those detours to bring you to the place that you want to be. He brings you to the place He wants you to be for Him. He positions you for what He wants to do in your life. God may turn your life and your plans totally upside down like He has ours. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If God's in it, it is always good. If God's making a way, you can trust Him. If God is opening the door or shutting the door, or God's providing, or whatever God is doing, we've got to put our faith, our confidence in Him, because we've got a God who knows what He's doing. He's always on time. He makes no mistakes, and He will always bring you through whatever you're facing in life. Amen. So, realizing God wants you to learn how to handle the detours in life and how to handle them correctly. If you are a believer today in the Lord Jesus Christ, let me tell you today, you have a destiny. God's got a plan for your life. And from the eternal perspective today, we know that that destiny today is exactly to be in the God's presence forevermore. And we're destined. Nothing can change that if you're saved today. You're in the presence today, not only of a holy God now, but one day the Word says you'll see Him face to face and you'll behold His glory. Amen. I don't know about you, but that excites my soul. That sets me on fire to know that I'm going to see Him and to be with Him and to worship Him and to rejoice in Him and to be in that place where He's at and never to be separated again. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing that is. See, the eternal perspective began with a choice. You have to make a choice. Jesus says, there's a broad way. All of us have been on that broad way. That broad way leads to what? Destruction. That destruction just doesn't include the physical destruction of our physical life, but more importantly, it includes the spiritual destruction of our life. It spells utter, complete destruction. The way this destruction is, the fact is that you are lost and you remain lost and you die in your sins, which leads to the eternal destruction that when you die in your sin and you rejected Christ, you're going to hell. Not because I said so, because God said so. But in the midst of all of that destruction, God gives a detour. And the detour is called the cross of the living God, where He came and condescended and came down and died on that cross, bearing the sins of all mankind and making a way where we don't have to go, hallelujah, to that eternal destiny of separation and destruction, but we can be in the presence of a mighty God because we went the way of the cross. Amen. Thank God He made a detour where we had no way. He became our way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. So because of that, Jesus says there's a straight way and a narrow way that leads to life everlasting. And thank God, I'm glad I'm on that road today.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.